At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello and welcome to English Snacks, a delectable morsel of a podcast where we delve into the fascinating world of English vocabulary. I'm your host, Amber. I'd like to serve you my insights so you can develop your fluency. Please feel free to enjoy this snack at a slower speed if you need, or pause between example sentences if you'd like to repeat them. I serve you the English snack, but how you enjoy it is your choice. In today's episode, we're going to look at the term to pebble and its gerund, pebbling. We'll practice how to use them in modern English. Firstly, let's visit the animal world. Certain penguins are known for a courtship ritual involving pebbles or small rocks. Here's what happens. Male penguins search for the smoothest, most perfect pebble they can find. They present it to a female as a kind of proposal. If the female accepts the pebble, she places it in her nest, and this typically signals the start of a relationship. So, in essence, a pebble is a token of affection, interest, or commitment. This penguin behavior inspired the modern metaphor of pebbling someone, especially online. It's offering small symbolic gestures. These can be in the form of likes, comments, emoji reactions, and direct messages to share videos or posts. Doing so signals interest or initiates connection without saying anything directly. It can be romantic or flirtatious in tone, but it can also just be friendly. Here are five example sentences using this term. 1. She noticed he was pebbling her Instagram, liking her old photos and reacting to her stories. 2. Pebbling your crush online doesn't always work. Sometimes you need to send a real message. 3. My friends often pebble me a video they think will make me laugh. 4. I like to pebble my friends with funny animal videos. 5. He kept pebbling her profile by liking one old photo every few days. Pebbling is gentle and non-intrusive, just like the penguin's gesture, but it carries emotional weight when done consistently. It's especially popular in Gen Z and millennial internet culture, where nonverbal communication and digital body language are part of online courtship. I'd like to challenge you to use pebble or pebbling in a sentence today. Feel free to leave a comment including this term. Well done! You showed up today and finished this episode. I'm proud of you for listening and practicing. I hope you feel nourished and energized after this English snack. Could you do me a small favor? If you know someone who is learning English, could you please pebble them the link to this episode? It would really mean a lot to me. Also, if you haven't already, don't forget to subscribe and like. I'll be here dishing out bite-sized lessons to fuel your growth, so come hungry for knowledge. Also, if you want even more English snacks, I'm now available on Patreon. I've got a special series called English Snacks Binge Sessions. Go to patreon.com/English_snacks for exclusive content and intensive English lessons, plus bonus features you won't find anywhere else.